Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你又让我们一次机会到你面前来。
Lord, you give us another chance to come to before you.
要从你的话里头看见光。
And that we will obtain light in your words.
我们也真知道你是乐意把你自己的心意上人来打开。
Lord, it is your desire for us to see that you open up your heart to us.
你巴不得所有属你的人都能在你的话里头看见光。
And that for all those who belong to you may see light.
我们晚上到你面前来，我们就存着这样的一个心思来等候你。
Lord, we have this in our mind when we come before you.
但愿主叫我们的灵里面有更多的苏醒。
And Lord, keep us alert in spirit.
我们的心思和意念也能跟得上你说话的。
And that our spirit and our hearts will be able to catch up and follow thee.
感谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你所做的里边，你向我们显明你是用何等的爱来爱你所买赎的人。
Lord, from what you do, you have shown us how much you love us.
在你所定规的事上，也叫我们看见你为人预备的恩典又是何等的深。
And that for all things that you set up, you let us see how much of a mercy and grace that you have prepared for us.
我们有愚昧的时候。
When we are foolish,
你是伸手来阻挡了你的工作。
Then you block your work.
但是感谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank you though.
你永远是对我们存着一个挽回的心。
Lord, forever and evermore, that you have always give us a chance to return to you.
一直叫我们看见在你那里我们是有指望。
And that continuously you let us know that in you we have hope.
尽管我们不知道我们堕落到一个何等深的地步。
Even though we don't know how much we have fallen.
但是你仍然在那里显明你没有拒绝我们。
But you have shown us that you have not forsaken us.
你还是在那里打开着门等我们回来。
Oh Lord, you have still let the door be open waiting for our return.
但愿我们的主叫我们从你所做的事上面更深的体会你的心意和你的目的。
Lord, let us really know and understand your desire and your purpose from what you do.
特别是我们在读到小先知书的时候。
Especially when we are reading the books of this small prophets.
求主让我们不但是看见历史，也不只是看见地理。
And not that we only see the history or the geography.
你叫我们所看见的，你在任何的光景里头，你做工的时候。
And that, but we be able to see in all conditions you are still working.
主，但愿你叫我们的眼睛向你常常向着你常常是打开的。
And Lord, let us be open to you for all the time.
好叫我们不致迷失在这个混乱的时代里。
So that we would not be lost in a chaotic world it is today.
感谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上再一次用你的话来领我们走路。
Lord, use thy words to lead us on the path.
这样祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you, Lord, in Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
在弥迦书的里头。
In the book of Micah,
我们稍微用一点时间看过它的历史的背景。
We use some time to look at the historic background.
那今天晚上我们要直接的进到本文的里边去了。
And tonight we will go into the scripture.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当我们接触到先知书的时候
，When we touch on the book of the prophets，
不管是旧约的，不管是大先知也好，小先知也好
，No matter the prophets are small or big，
我们一面是看见主公义的宣告
，And on one hand we see the announcement of our God's righteousness，
但是更宝贵的就是。 我们永远看见主在那里给我们看到指望。
And that the more precious is that God is always letting us see that we have hope in Him.
在弥迦书里头也是很清楚的给我们看到这一点。
In the book of Micah, we see that also.
我们特别留意到弥迦书就一起头就已经说明了他说话的对象就是犹大和以色列。
And in the very beginning of the book of Micah, the person or the people, the book was directed to people of Judah and also Israel.
因为在神的鉴察的里头他们在那一段时候的结局都不是好。
And in what had happened is that what they have gone through were not good.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
就是在主看见他们的结局不太好的时候。
That is when God saw that their end would not be good.
主仍然是把他们带回到神起初对他们的定义里。
God still took them back to his original will.
好像神的心思里头不管在什么的时间和环境他所顾念的就是按照他的名被造的人要到达他的目的。
As if according to the will of God, regardless of what condition His people who have been called by His name, God will bring them to His original purpose.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当我们进到那个弥迦书的本文里头去的时候
When we enter into the text of the book of Micah,
是不是你很清楚一看见主的话一摆出来就是一个审判的话。
Brothers and sisters, you can clearly see once God speaks, it is words of judgment.
并且那个审判是非常的严厉的。
And those judgments are very severe.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
在他那么严厉的话的里头。
Even amidst his very severe words.
他还是带着恩典。
It is still with grace.
这一点是叫我们常常在读先知书的时候有很深的感觉。
This is a deep feeling that we have when we often read into the prophetic books.
我们从第二节来留意几节的经文。
When we start looking at verse 2 and a few Bible verses.
他说万民啊你们都要听地和其上所有的也都要侧耳而听。主耶和华从他圣殿要见证你们的不是。看啊耶和华出了他的居所降临步行地的高处众山在他以下必消化诸谷必崩裂如蜡化在火中如水冲煞山坡这都因雅各的罪过以色列家的罪恶雅各的罪过在哪里呢岂不是在撒玛利亚吗犹大的秋坛在哪里呢岂不是在耶路撒冷吗所以我必使撒玛利亚变为田野的乱堆要作为种葡萄之处也将他的石头倒在谷中露出根基来
We're reading starting from verse 2 Hear, all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that therein is and let the Lord God be witness against you the Lord from his holy temple For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place and will come down and tread upon his high places of the earth and the mountains shall be molten under him and the valley shall be cleft as wax before the fire and as the waters that are poured down a steep place For the transgression of Jacob is all hit this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria as a heap of the field and as plantings of a vineyard. And I will pour down the stones thereof into the valleys, and I will discover the foundations thereof.
虽然这段话还没说完。
Even though these...passage is not yet finished here.
但弟兄姊妹你已经感觉主的话说得非常的严厉了。
Yet, brothers and sisters, you can already feel how solemn the words of God are.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
在这段话开始以前
before this passage begins,
神说了几句话，这几句话就真是有意思。
God has spoken a few words, and these words are very meaningful.
他在那里说什么呢？
What is he saying?
他是万民啊，你们要听。
God says, "Hear, all ye people."
地和其上所有的也都要侧耳听。
Hearken, O earth, and all that therein is.
那我们就看到一个事实来了。
Then we're able to see a fact.
主上谁说话呢?
Who is the Lord speaking to?
如果我们看到主上谁说话的这一个范围的时候,
if we look at the boundary to whom God is speaking,
我们就深深地知道, 不光是弥迦书是如此, 其实所有先知书都是这样。
Then we would know not only in the book of Micah would this be the case, but in fact in all the prophetic books.
神向人说话, 神是有一个目的的。
That is when God speaks to man, he has a purpose.
那个目的, 神也许明明地说出来, 也许没有明明说出来。
Perhaps God will clearly tell us the purpose of his speaking or not very clearly.
但是一定是隐隐约约地留在
Yet hiddenly, it is still in the midst of the spoken word of God.
但在弥迦书呢,
Yet in the book of Micah, the spoken word of God is very clear.
那弟兄姊妹你注意,
now pay attention, brothers and sisters.
他是万民啊,
God says, "Hear, all ye people."
我想我们中文把它翻成万民了, 有些时候给我们有点误会。
I think in the Chinese translation, when it's translated in this, all the people in this sense,
在我个人的领会来说, 也许我错了也说不定, 不在我的领会里面来说, 这里所提到的万民, 实际上是指着犹大和以色列这两部分的人。
Perhaps it will give us some misunderstanding, because according to my own understanding of this, and perhaps I'm wrong, but here when it speaks of all ye people, is speaking specifically to the people of Israel and Judah.
因为在上文里面所说的, 那一个范围才是比较大的范围。
Because the sentence to come, that boundary is even more broader scope.
因为下边在说话的时候, 就说地和其上所有的都要侧耳听。
Because as the verse continues, it says, "Hearken, O earth, and all that therein is."
那弟兄姊妹这两句话一放在一起, 我们很显然看到是两个不同的
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we place this together, then we can realize there are two audiences here.
头一个部分我们说准确一点就是神的百姓。
Now, the first aspect, if we are very strict and correct, then we say that they are the people of God.
另外的一部分来说呢，那就是所有全地上的人。
The other aspect then would be the audience would be the whole earth and all that therein is.
但是问题在这里,
but this is the issue.
神上他的百姓说话, 跟地上所有的人有什么关系?
If God is speaking to his people alone, then what does that have to do with the rest of the nations?
尤其是在旧约的时候,
especially in the Old Covenant.
在神的百姓的感觉的里面,
now in the feeling of the people of God,
神和人中间的关系, 只有神和
The relationship between God and the people are only between God and the called people of God.
不太可能有神和外邦人。
It would not be possible for God to have a relationship with the Gentile nation.
那在旧约的时候, 那以色列人心思里边所有的那个意念就是这样。
Now that is the feeling and the heart process of those people in the Old Covenant.
但是在这一个地方,
but in this particular section,
神说话就把两个事实摆了出来。
When God is speaking, he places this fact forth.
其中一部分是百姓。
One aspect is the people.
另外一部分是全地的人。
The other aspect would be all the earth.
如果我们熟悉旧约里边的内容的话,
if we're familiar with the contents in the Old Covenant,
我们不会稀奇的,
then we would not wonder.
但是若是我们停留在人的观念里边的话,
but if we only remain in our concept,
我们就觉得神在这个地方说话, 好像是越过了他自己的界限。
Then we would feel when God is speaking in this particular section, he is surpassing his own boundary.
但是感谢我们的神,
but we thank our God.
他没有越过他自己的界限。
When God did not surpass his own boundary,
他自己的界限永远是包括全地的人。
In God's viewpoint, it always includes the whole earth. Oftentimes we say,
神在地上做工的时候, 是有阶段性的。
When God works on earth, he works in dispensations.
他先做工是在以色列的百姓, 的人的身上。
He is to first work upon the people of Israel.
但是神做工的目的不是只是为着以色列。
Yet the purpose of God's work is not only upon Israel. 神
做工的目的是为着全地的人。
The purpose of God's work is for all the earth.
但在神做工的那个程序的安排上面来说。
But in the order in which God works,
神是有次序。
Now he works in order.
先是以色列人。
First Israel.
后是外邦人。
And then the Gentiles.
但是在神的心里头。
But in the heart of God.
神是包括所有的人。
It always includes everyone.
那现在我们就要来问这个问题了。
Then we must ask this question.
那神，现在神用着弥迦来对他的百姓明显的说话。为什么把外邦人也包括在里头呢？
Now when God is speaking very clear words to his people, why does God also include the Gentiles?
在别的先知书上也许我们找不到答案。
In the other prophetic books, perhaps we cannot find the answer.
但在弥迦书里头我们找到答案。
But we're able to find this answer in the book of Micah.
因为我们读下去我们就知道。
Because when we read on, we will know.
我上次没有都忘了有没有特别跟弟兄姊妹提到弥迦书的很重点的是放在什么地方。
I've forgotten last time and did not mention with brothers and sisters what is the focused emphasis of the book of Micah.
好像有。
Perhaps I did.
不敢说实在有。
But I dare not say I absolutely did.
但是不管它怎么样。
But regardless.
你要是读弥迦书的话。
If we're to read the book of Micah.
你读到弥迦书那个很中心的那个内容。
When we read the book of Micah, a very central part of it.
是讲到神的国度怎么在地上显出来。
It's the fact it tells us how the kingdom of God is to be revealed on earth.
那一说到国度的问题的时候。
And we touch upon this subject of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹你就看到一个事实了。
Then brothers and sisters, you'll see a fact.
不是只有。以色列人
that it not only includes Israel,
也包括万民在里头
but it also includes all nations.
所有的人在地上的人都给包括在里头
all those who are on earth are included in this kingdom.
当然在神做工的内容的里边
of course in the context of God's work,
在以色列人的身上所显出的是比较多一些
it is more heavily focused upon Israel.
但是等到国度的时候
yet when the kingdom is revealed
所有的人和神中间那个关系我们可以说几乎是平扯平了
and the relationship of all the people with God we can pretty much say it is on a level field
也许弟兄姊妹就会问我为什么只是扯平不是完全平呢
now brothers and sisters why do I put it in this way that is pretty much on a level ground but not the same
问题不在以色列和万民
the issue does not lie with Israel or the nations
问题是在你跟我
But the issue is dependent upon you and me.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很有意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is very interesting. When the kingdom is revealed,
你跟我仍然是人。
You and I are still people.
永远里头，我们都是人。
In eternity, we are forever people.
但是在国度的里边，你很显然的看到，像我们这样的人，跟在国度里头。做百姓的那些人他们当中是有一点的不完全一样
yet brothers and sisters as men you and I will be different than the people that will make up the kingdom
如果弟兄姊妹明白这一点的话你就知道了为什么在国度的时候神没有让所有的人都扯平
And then, brothers and sisters, if you realize this point, then you realize what I mean when in the kingdom, it is not all the same, but it is on a level field.
这个是题外的话，不过稍微提到的时候，也就提的轻轻点它一下就是。
This is off the topic, but when I'm mentioning it, I'll just lightly touch upon it.
我们在这个地方里面所注意的是注意神向谁说话。
When we take note back at this particular point, when God is speaking,Who is the audience?
很显然你看到神对所有的人说话。
Very clearly you see God is speaking to all the people.
说什么话呢?
What words is God saying?
神说出他的百姓所经历的事情要带给所有的人有一个什么样的光照在里头。
God is speaking to what is the condition, the light which God is to bring all the people into.
所以神的百姓要听。
Therefore, all the God's people must hear.
全地的人也都要侧耳听。
All the earth and therein must hearken.
听什么呢?
What are they to hearken to?
以上神就说出他们要听的内容。
Then God tells us the content which they are to hearken to.
首先的一件事情。
The first item.
他主耶和华从他的圣殿要见证你们的不是。
Let the Lord God be witness against you from his holy temple.
那这里很有意思。
Now it is very meaningful here.
我先不说的那么大了，那么宽广。
Now I won't go as broad into it right away.
只是说从字句的表面上面来留意一下。
But even just from the letter of the word, we take note of this.
你只要这样一留意，你就发觉一件事。
If we pay attention, we'll discover.
那就是说出神的审判要来。
And that tells us that the judgment of God will come.
神就要来审判他的百姓。
And that God is to come and judge his people.
当然底下就是说到神的审判。
And of course, later on, it does tell us of his judgment.
不单是审判。
Not only judgment.
还有惩治在里头。
But there is also discipline there, punishment.
那么这样一摆就说出好像神显明一个很严厉的那一种光景。
If so, then it shows us a very severe, a strict condition there.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个话光是在神起初说的话的内容里头，那个的确是一个非常严重的事。
Even in the beginning of the content of the word of God here, it is indeed a very solemn matter.
但是很有意思的。
But very meaningful.
神在什么地方说话
？Where is God speaking from？
那这个是我们要留意了。
And then this is where we must take note of.
这里面要说神在什么地方说话
？Here it does not tell us where God is speaking.
但是他却说出神说话的时候有一个环境的表达。
But it does give us the background, the circumstances in which these words are expressed.
那个环境的表达就是说神在他的圣殿的里头来做这个事情。
And the background that is expressed is that God is doing this from his holy temple.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们稍微从字句上面去留心。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we pay attention from the surface of the word,
你会很清楚，在神在这里说到这件事的时候，就好像在那个地理的环境上面不太调和。
Now, very clearly, then it does not seem to make sense for us and not harmonious with the geographic situation of that time.
就是因为显出来的不太调和。
And it is exactly because it is not harmonious with the situation at that time.
我们去注意到神在那里所发表的究竟是一个什么的事实。
Then that will cause us to think about what is the fact of the situation that God is trying to express.
那弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到。
Brothers and sisters,
神把这个事情来发表，是在什么地方发表的
？God is expressing this. Where is He expressing this? 神
说是在他的圣殿。
God says from His holy temple.
那这是一个地点。
Now that is a point, a location.
然后弟兄姊妹，你又注意了。
Then brothers and sisters, take note.
那在神说话的内容的里头，我们清楚地看到。那是一个审判的内容。
In the content of God's word, it clearly expresses us judgment.
那现在我们就碰到一个问题来。
Then we must come across this
issue. 将来神的审判在哪里执行
？Now where is God's judgment to be taken place at?
你说是哪一个审判
？You might question then which judgment?
我们不管是哪一个审判。
Now regardless of which judgment,
我们反正就是说审判。
Regardless, we say it is God's judgment.
那神将来的审判在什么地方执行
？Then where is God's judgment going to take place at？
有一件事情你可以肯定
，There's one thing you're sure，
绝对不是在圣殿里。
It will not be in the temple。
那现在一来你就看到，刚才我说那里边有些不调和的，就是在这里。
And that's why I mentioned previously there is something that is not harmonious here。
你说怎么神会把一个这样不调和的事情放在哪里呢
？Then perhaps you might question why is God placing this matter here that is not harmonious？
这又引出我们去注意了。
Then that will cause us to pay attention。
那这就说到神说话的时间了。
Then it tells us of the time frame which God is speaking。
那如果按照神说话的时间来说
，If according to the time period which God is speaking，
你也很显然的看到。有两个不同的时间。
Now, very clearly, you can see of two different time periods.
一个时间
One time period.
是在事情没有发生以前。
It's a period before the event is to take place.
一个时间。
One other time period.
在事情发生了以后。
It is after the event has taken place.
你说这不怎么可能会发生这样的事情呢？
Then you will question, how can this be possible?
对我们人来说，我们绝对不可能有这样的事情发生。
With us, of course, that is impossible. This cannot happen.
但是你读神的话，在这里表达出来的呢？
But when you read the Word of God, what is expressed here?
你很显然就看到这样的一个事情。
Evidently, you can see this matter.
什么事呢？
What is that?
神说他在圣殿里边来见证你们的不是。
God says from his holy temple, let the Lord God be witness against you.
等到下面的撒文你读下去的时候，你好像就看见神在这里所说的都不正是说出来了，而是执行出来了。
And then when you read on to the context, it not only expressed to us that's what is spoken that he's going to do, but it seems as if it has been done.
你说我们怎么领会 这些事情呢？
Then you will question how can we come to understand about this? We thank God.
如果我们从文字上面去单留意的话，
If we solely pay attention to the letter of the word,
我们实在觉得有点为难。
Then we are somewhat perplexed.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
但神的话，圣灵在我们的里边把我们那个属灵的窍也打开的时候，
When the Holy Spirit does open our spiritual understanding,
我们就看到了。
Then we will see.
因为当弟兄说你看这段话的时候，
Because brothers and sisters, when we do read this passage,
神明给我们看到是两个时间。
Very clearly, God does show us two timelines.
先说神，在圣殿里边说话的事。
One, let us first see, speak on the fact that God is speaking from His holy temple.
后来就说到神离开了圣殿做出来的事情。
And then it tells us that He has come forth out of His place and the matters which He has done.
那既然是两段不同的时间，
Now if it's two different time periods,
那我们就有受光照的地方了。
Then there is a place for us to be enlightened.
那我想这样和弟兄姊妹提一下。
I think if I mention this to brothers and sisters, let us first say,
主耶和华在圣殿里见证你们的不是。
The Lord God will be witness against you from His holy temple.
这个圣殿是什么圣殿？
What is this temple?
你说大概是指着在耶路撒冷的圣殿吧。
You say, oh, perhaps it's speaking of the holy temple in Jerusalem.
我们很容易会这样想。
Very easily we will think of that.
但是如果我们真的是这样想，
But if we think of it that way,
你就很难接上上面的所发表的那个事实。
Then it will be very hard for us to understand the text that is expressed later on.
因为下边的事实是说神从圣殿里面出来，
Because later it tells us he cometh out of his place,
来到地的高处，
That he has come to the high places.
那究竟神是在地上的那个圣殿里面出来，还是在另外一个圣殿里面出来呢？
Then that will beckon us to question, is he coming out of the earthly temple or from another temple?
我们就好像觉得，哎，你管他了，反正神从圣殿里面出来就是。
Perhaps you might say, oh, regardless, what's the big deal? As long as we know he's coming out of the temple.
不，有些字句是把我们限制着，不能随便自己想的。
No, these words confine us, so we cannot just think of a place by ourselves.
那在我个人的领会里头。
Now, in my own personal understanding.
那神起初说到神在圣殿里边见证他们的不是。
When God is speaking first here, that it says the Lord God be witness against you from His holy temple.
在这句话发表出来的时候，在时间上面并没有很清楚给我们看到是什么时候。
In the expression of these words, it does not clearly show us what timeline these words are spoken from.
你可以看到是现在的，也可能看上是将来的。
Perhaps you can say this is in the present or in the future.
那这样就把我们迷住了。
Then this will confuse us.
但是如果我们从整个的话语来看的时候，
But when we look at the text as a whole,
我们晓得，
Then we will know,
这个话是神在 以色列的问题没有发生以前说的话。
These are words that God has spoken before there would be problems for Israel.
然后底下说的呢是说到当以色列的地上的事情发生了以后神所做的。
And then it tells us of the events that will take place on the earth, which is done by God.
那因此我个人就有这样体会。
Therefore, personally, I have this understanding.
在这里说的神在圣殿里头
Here,
你必须按照他说话的那个内容来留意到是什么地方。
Here, when it's speaking of God from His holy temple, we must take note of where this location is from the text of this passage.
你说这样的分别有意义吗？
Then you might question, what is the meaning behind such distinction?
如果没有意义的话，就不要去撞这些，撞到这些那个空词里边去了。
If there is no particular point of interest or distinction, then we don't have to delve into this.
正如刚才我提了，如果我们不注意那个时间的问题的时候，这个事情很简单。
As I've mentioned previously, if we don't take notice of the time periods, then this is a very simple matter here.
但是要是我们注意这个时间的问题的时候呢，我们就觉得有一些属灵的实际的事情在那里。
But if we do notice the time periods, then we realize there is spiritual reality in these words.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当神在那里发表他心里的意思的时候。
When God is expressing the thoughts in his heart.
他是在天上的圣殿里。
He is in the heavenly temple.
就像我们读启示录的时候，我们读到说圣殿的时候，就说说地上的，天上的。
That is also the same case when we read Revelation and we read of the temples. There is the earthly temple and the heavenly temple.
那现在神在这里对弥迦说话的时候，他是在天上的圣殿里边宣告一件事。
Now as God is speaking to Micah here, he is proclaiming this matter from the heavenly temple.
他将来要来见证以色列人的不是。
That is, he is to come bear witness against the shortcomings of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们就能领会一件事情。
Then brothers and sisters, we can take note of this.
我们上一次特别提到弥迦做先知的时候那几个王。
Last time we have already made mention when Micah is a prophet and the kings which reigned during his period.
他的几个王的里头呢
？Amongst those kings,
一般来说都可以。过得来了。
In general, you can say they can get by.
只有亚哈斯这一个人就非常过不来。
It was only a house amongst those three kings that was bad.
那我们读弥迦书的时候，我们读出来，我们非常非常的注意到，弥迦说话的时候，是的，绝对有可能是亚哈斯做王的时候。
We can see that it is during we have a lot, much reason to believe the period which Micah was speaking was during the reign of Ahaz.
因为我们一直往下读的时候，我们就读到。
Because as we read on, we can see.
里边提到神的百姓的那个愚昧的时候呢。
We read of the foolishness of the people.
不太可能发生在那个约坦和西西家。
It does not seem that was the events that happened during the period of Jotham and Hezekiah.
他们两个人做王的时候，犹大人没有乐到那样坏的光景。
When those two particular kings reigned, the people of Judah were not in those conditions that is mentioned in the book of Micah.
但是犹大乐到那么大的光景。
But during the period when Judah was in that condition,
都是在亚哈斯的时候。
There was during the period of Ahaz's reign.
亚哈斯做王的时候。
That was when Ahaz was reigning.
犹大实在是下到一个好低好低的地步。
Judah indeed was in a very, very downward spiral.
所以我们有把握说。
So we can say with confidence.
那是在亚哈斯做王的时期。神用着弥迦来说出这许多的话。
That is during the reign of Ahaz that God used Micah to speak this much words.
但是神对弥迦说话的时候呢？
But when God was speaking to Micah,
犹大还没有到被掳的日子。
Judah was not in the time period of their captivity.
还没有到的给神惩治的日子。
Their period of punishment from God has yet to come.
这一段时候神说话只是一个宣告。
Therefore, when God is speaking, it is only a proclamation.
这一个宣告的里边也是一个挽回的警告。
In this proclamation of God, it is also a warning so that they can be atoned.
神巴不得他的百姓能从神警告的话的里头心里头苏醒过来转回。
God is so willing in his warning to his people that in their hearts they will repent and return.
所以就说到神在圣殿里边去见证他们的不是。
Therefore, God says he is witness against them from his holy temple.
那么这个事情就反映出一个什么问题来呢？
Then what does this situation reflect for us?
神虽然是在天上。
That God, even though he is in heaven,
但是他的眼目一直是注视着与他有关的人。
Yet that tells us his sight is always fixed upon those who has a relationship with him.
在旧约的时候当然是以色列民为主。
In the Old Covenant, of course, the main focus is upon the people of Israel.
那么在新约的时间他当然也是以教会里边的神的儿女们为主。
Of course, then in the New Covenant, his focus is upon the church, his children.
但是神的心在那里照顾着他们。
And when God's heart is caring for them,
但是神要执行或是处理一些事的时候，
yet when God is to execute or deal with these matters,
就和他在那里监察属他的人是不是同一个时间。
Yet, in his proclamation and his execution, they are in different time periods.
这就我们看到许许多多旧约的历史、新约的历史，都说出神总是在他执行他的审判以前，他是不住的在那里眷顾他名下的人。
Therefore, we can see numerous examples throughout the Old Covenant and the New Covenant before the proclamation of God is in execution. He has given us much severe warnings in order to care for his people.
盼望神的管教没有来以前，属神的人已经从心里明白过来，转回到了神的面光底下。
Hoping that in the hearts of his people that before God's discipline will come, they will repent and return to God based on the spoken word of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他在圣殿里头见证他的子民的不是，给我们看到在神的性情和作为的里边对人的那一个关联是那么的紧密。
As we can see when God is witness against the people from his holy temple, we can see how careful his heart is toward those people who belong to him and how much compassion he has toward them.
然后接下去就说神出了他的居所。
And then it tells us that he has come out of his place.
那就离开了圣殿了。
So he has departed from the temple.
那他离开了圣殿，那神去了哪里呢？
Now if God come forth from his place, where did he go?
如果说出了圣殿，那就是圣殿外头了。
Now, if you say he is out of the temple, it's outside the temple.
但是这里给我们看到的神出了圣殿就不是到圣殿的外面。
But here, when he says out of the temple, he is not going to the outer court of the temple.
他这里所记载的事情和以西结看见耶和华的荣耀离开耶路撒冷是两件不同的事。
This matter recorded here is completely different from the recording in Ezekiel when we see the glory of God departing.
因为神的荣耀离开以色列，神就回到天上。
That is because when the glory of God departed Israel, he returned to heaven.
但是这里呢，神离开了圣殿。
But here, when it tells us that God came forth out of his temple and come out of his place.
那我的体会里边就说到了，那在具体的这些事情的时候，神也从地上的圣殿有出来了。
In my understanding then, in the practical execution of God's plan on earth, then it is also meaning that he has come forth from the earthly temple.
他出来到了哪里呢?
And when he has come forth, where has he gone? 如果你看以西结书
的时候，你就看见神的出来，经过几个地点，才回到天上。
When we see the recording in Ezekiel, when he came out of the temple, there are certain places it was recorded before he returned to heaven.
但是神在这里显明了，他不是回到天上，是处理他的百姓。
But here, God is not speaking of that he has come forth and returned to heaven, but he has come forth to deal with his people. So it is still on earth.
那地上的什么地方呢?
What place is it on earth?
这个就值得我们去留意了。
Then this is worthy of our attention.
他这里怎么说呢?第三节。
What does it say here in verse 3?
他说耶和华出了他的居所,降临步行地的高处。
It says,The Lord cometh forth out of his place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth.
而神在地的高处里头行走。
So he is treading upon the high places of the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，你不得不要问了。
Brothers and sisters, then you must ask,
地的高处是指的什么?
In the high places of the earth, where is it speaking of?
我们很难有答案啊。
It is very difficult for us to have an answer.
你说地的高处是什么?
You say, what is the high place of the earth?
你说地球上最高的就是那个埃弗勒斯峰啊。这就是那个这就是叫几个名字啊。好。喜马拉雅山最高的那个峰哦，几个不同的名字都是说的它。
So if you say the highest place, highest point on earth, perhaps it's the mountain range of the Himalayas.
大概就是我们的神就来到那个地山顶上了。
So you say, oh, if that's the highest point of the earth, then that when it says God tread upon the high places, that's where He is.
哦，不是的，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
他这里没有给我们看见他是停留在地面的。
But here it's not showing us that he is on the ground on earth.
厄斐尔是埃弗勒斯，都是说到那个山巅。
Regardless of which mountain range, Ernest or in the Himalayas, but it is.It says.
他是说他到了地的高处。
It says upon the high places of the earth.
到地的高处在那里干什么呢?
What is he doing there upon the high places of the earth?
你要看底下了。
You have to read the text below.
底下就说啊。
It says.
那个地的高处是在一个这样的地方。
So in the high place it would be this high.
地上的众山都在他的脚下。
And it says that.
都在他以下。
And it says that the mountains shall be molten under him.
所有的山都在他以下。
And it tells us all the mountains shall be molten under him.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个话就又把我们弄得迷糊了。
Then brothers and sisters, these words confuse us.
如果他在所有的山都在他以下
，If it's all the mountains are under him,
肯定厄斐尔斯峰也是在他上面。
In other words, even the highest point of the mountain peak would be under him.
那这样他是在什么地方
？If that is the case, where is he?
弟兄姊妹，你说，哎呀，这种读米家书为什么弄了那么许多的莫名其妙的问题出来
？Then brothers and sisters, you might question, now we're reading the book of Micah. Why are all these strange questions popping up?
弟兄姊妹，你不弄清楚，它就莫名其妙。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not make this clear, then you'll be confused.
你弄清楚了，你就看到问题的地方。
But if you are clear, then you see where the issue lies.
那因为他说在那里说神到了那个高处。那众山都在他的脚下。
Yeah, because it says he is up treading upon the high places and all the mountains shall be under him.
众山都在他的底下做什么呢?
What are the mountains under him doing?
都给消化掉。
They are as wax before the fire.
好像水冲上来，好像蜡在火里融化。
As the water that are poured down are steep place and wax before the fire.
你说这是什么?
You say, what is this?
是地震。
Is it an earthquake?
地震不会有这个光景发生。
This would not be the scenario of an earthquake.
只有一种情况会有这种事情发生。
There is only one scenario in which this will take place.
那就是冰山溶解就有了，但是冰山不是山。
That would happen if an iceberg were to melt, but then the iceberg is not a mountain.
但是那这样是说什么呢？
If that is the description here, what is it telling
us?
So this really confuses us. But we praise and thank our God. The answer is also in the book of Micah. When we see the answer in the book of Micah, then we'll realize. When God is speaking all these words here, God says, I will be witness against you.
怎么是见证法呢?
How is he witness against them?
那个管教刑罚或者这是甚至是咒诅。
That is, according to the judgment, you will be disciplined or be cursed.
但是你说这些事情执行出来的时候, 跟中山有什么关系呢?
Yet you question when the judgment is executed, what does this have to do with the mountains?
中山要弄到完全溶解的那个光景。
Would the mountains be molten and just flattened in this case?
那我们就不能不问了。
Then we must ask,
什么是山?
What is the mountain?
究竟神在这里说山, 山是指的什么来说?
When God is speaking of the mountains, what is he referring to?
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
弥迦书给我们答案,
the book of Micah tells us the answer.
那个答案在哪里呢?
Where is that answer?
第三章,
chapter 3.
但第三章开始, 弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情,
at the beginning of chapter 3, brothers and sisters, you will see.
其实严格说起来, 在第二章末了就已经, 神就提了,
in fact, even at the end of chapter 2, God mentions.
在弥迦书里边提到的众山,
when it mentions old mountains in the book of Micah,
知道在圣经里边, 特别在旧约先知书上面提到那个山,
even in the Old Testament or in the prophetic books, when it mentions about the mountains,
乃是指说地上的邦国,
it is speaking of the nations of the earth.
弟兄姊妹, 这个钥匙一整打开,
brothers and sisters, when we have the key to open this,
就我们感觉很困扰的那个内容, 我们就找到钥匙了。
Now then, all the text of Micah that confuses us, we would have the key to open and understand.
原来在弥迦书的里头,
that is in the book of Micah,
神借着弥迦来说出,
when God is speaking through Micah,
全地的各个邦国, 都到有一天都要落在神的审判的底下。
That is, all the nations of the earth one day will fall under the judgment of God.
而他们所受的审判,
and the judgment which they will receive,
就正如神很快就要执行的那一个犹大和以色列所接受的审判和结局, 一个原则。
It is likened to the same principle which will quickly come upon Israel and Judah.
这就回到我们开头就说到了，神为什么对犹大以色列说话，又要对万民说话？
Then this goes back to our first point, why God is also speaking to his people, Israel and Judah, and all the people.
现在我们开始能掌握到那一个神心里头的那个意念了。
Now we begin to grasp the heart desire upon of God.
他要借着犹大和以色列说, 经历的事情向全地的人来发表一个宣告。
That is, through the experience of Israel and Judah, God is to use them to express this message to all the earth.
如果人不能转回归向神, 他们的结局就是这样。
If man will not repent and return back to God, this will be their end.
若是人转回归向神,
if man will repent and return back to God, then this result will come about.
神的国度在人间,
then the kingdom of God will be in the midst of man.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
弥迦书就是把这样一个严肃的事情摆在我们众人的面前。
This is the solemn message that the book of Micah places before us.
好了, 那我们要继续往下去留意开头这一段话了。
Now we'll continue on to pay attention to this opening passage.
那当神说到了他那个审判, 不单是对着以色列和犹大, 同时也是对着全地。
When God tells us his judgment is not only upon Israel and Judah, but upon all the earth.
区别就是时间上的不一样,
the difference will lie in the time period which is executed.
但是目的却是一样,
but the purpose is the same.
我们现在先来看神怎么来宣告犹大和以色列。
Let us first see what God's proclamation is upon Israel and Judah.
弟兄姊妹注意了, 第五节,
brothers and sisters, take note verse 5.
他说神为什么要这样的对付列国呢？
He says, why is God to do this to the nation?
神为什么要叫众山都溶解呢？
Why is it that God will make all the mountains molten under him? This is all the earth.
神又指出一个问题来。
God points out this problem.
那个根本的原因就像现在称为神的选民的犹大和以色列他们所经历的同一个原则。
That problem is the same principle as the chosen people of God, Israel and Judah, and what they're going through right now.
那上面你看到那是众山都溶解。
In verse 4, you see all the mountains shall be molten under him.
第五节就说出众山都溶解的那一个原因。
Verse 5 tells us the reason why all the mountains will be as wax.
所以第五节是这样说。
Therefore, verse 5 says,
这都因雅各的罪过，以色列家的罪恶。雅各的罪过在哪里呢？岂不是在撒玛利亚吗？犹大的秋坛在哪里呢？岂不是在耶路撒冷吗？
It is for the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem?
那弟兄姊妹们又来注意的细处了。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the detail we must pay attention to.
神说那个原因是什么呢？
God tells us what the reason for all this.
都是因为雅各的罪过和以色列的家的罪恶。
They are for the transgression of Jacob and for the sins of the house of Israel.
如果这段经圣经只有这两句话
If this verse only has these two sentences,
我们觉得没有太大 不一样的意思、
then we would not feel any big difference of these meaning.
但是和上面的话一连接起来
But when we connect them with the words to come,
我们就看到这里所说的两句话是有两个不同的意思
Then we realize these two sentences have two different meanings.
我们先来看
Let us first see.
他说因为雅各的罪过
He says for the transgression of Jacob.
以色列家的罪恶
The sins of the house of Israel.
你说雅各不就是以色列吗
You say Jacob is Israel.
以色列不就是雅各吗
And Israel is Jacob.
那这有什么区别呢
So what is the difference?
一个是罪过一个是罪恶
One is transgression, one is sins.
罪过你可以说是那个犯罪的根源。
You can say the transgression is the source of the action.
那个罪恶是就说出那个犯罪的实行。
And the sin is the actual action of that transgression.
这没有什么区别嘛。
So what is the difference here?
是一个事情的两个阶段而已。
It's just the same thing, but in different manifestation.
那弟兄姊妹，当你一读下去的时候
My brothers and sisters, when you read on,
你很清楚地看见
Very clearly you can see.
上面的雅各就是指着以色列。
The Jacob that is speaking of is referring to the nation of Israel.
下面的那个以色列乃是指着犹大。
And the house of Israel is speaking to the nation of Judah.
你说有什么区别呢?
You say, what is the difference?
区别好大了。
The difference is very huge.
但是问题就是说我们必须要看得清楚。
But the issue is we must be clear.
我想这样来提一下。
I want to mention it in this way.
起初神说到雅各的罪过。
When God is speaking of the transgression of Jacob,
那底下就说以色列的那个罪恶。
And then it refers to the sins of the house of Israel.
两个都是人民。
They are both people.
那你说也许这个弥迦书里边也有一点诗歌的内容，所以就有一些那个文学上的结构在那里。
Perhaps you might say, oh, the text of Micah is somewhat poetic, so there may be some of this aspect in the literature here.
但是你看的又不完全一样。
But when you read it, it's not completely the same.
因为你实在看见他是这样点出，再点 别一件事情的时候，那个事情和它有联系的。
Because when you read it, when it mentions it in this way, and then it mentions it again, it is connected.
如果这个联系一明显出来的时候，你就看到是不一样的事情。
If this connection is very evident, then you will realize the distinct usage of the verbiage is for a reason.
那我们就不能不来注意了。
Then we must take note.
什么叫做雅各？
What is Jacob?
雅各就是那个没有在神面前真实的蒙恩的人。
Jacob is the one who has been saved by grace.
Not yet.
Not yet saved by grace before God.
因为但是他却是蒙拣选的人的后代。
That is just as they are in nature,because they are the descendant of the chosen ones of God.
他是亚伯拉罕，是以撒的后代。
Jacob was the offspring of Abraham and
Isaac. 在地位上，他们好像是已经给神纪念了。
In position, it seems as if he is already remembered by God.
但是他的实际呢，完全是在旧造里头的亚当。
But in his reality, he is completely Adamic.In his nature.
这个是雅各。
That is Jacob.
我们读创世纪的时候，我们很容易领会的这一点。
When we read the book of Genesis very easily, we can know about Jacob.
等到他真的面对面遇见神了。
That is after Jacob has met God face to face.
在神的面前跟神摔跤，受了对付，不能再靠自己了。
That is after he has wrestled with God,And he has been dealt with by God and no longer can he trust in himself.
这个时候神就给他个名字叫做以色列。
And then God named him Israel after that.
也是很明显的告诉他从今以后你不要再靠自己你自己已经不能再可再不可以再可有可靠的因为你的腿都瘸了。
Very clearly after God is telling him you cannot trust in yourself any longer. You are not trustworthy. And it was shown in the fact that he became lame.
今后你所有的指望都是在乎神。
Now, from now on, all your hope is in God.
所以你是叫做以色列。
Therefore, you shall be named Israel.
你成了神的王子。
And you have become a prince of God.
这个是后来的蒙恩的雅各。
Now, that is Jacob, saved by grace.
那现在我们来留意了。
Now we take note.
他说全地的人糟糕。
It says, woe to all the earth.
先是因着雅各的罪恶。
First, it is for the transgression of Jacob.
然后是因着以色列的罪过。
And then for the sins of the house of Israel.
弟兄姊妹什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
简单的来说。
Simply put.
先是因为人本性在神面前的顶撞。
It is first because of man's nature that they have resisted, rejected God.
后是那些蒙恩的人在神面前的悖逆。
And then, for the transgression, for the sins of those who have been saved by grace.
这就是雅各跟以色列的那个区别的地方在这里。
That is the distinction between Jacob and Israel.
因为在撒文你就看到一件事情。
Because in the text to come, you will see.
撒文的事情是什么说呢?
What does it say in the text to come?
他说雅各的罪过在哪里啊?
What is the transgression of Jacob?
雅各的罪过在撒玛利亚。
Is it not Samaria?
那然后就说犹大的丘坛在哪里啊?
And what are the high places of Judah?
在耶路撒冷。
Are they not Jerusalem?
那弟兄姊妹，你跟上文一比较，你就看到犹大是指犹大给指着以色列，雅各是单指着以。北方的以色列国。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize the terminology here. Jacob is referring to the northern kingdom of Israel, and Israel is referring to the nation of Judah.
那他们的罪过是什么呢?
What is their transgression?
总的来说就是离弃神。
As a whole, they have forsaken God.
具体上的来说呢?
Practically speaking,
以色列是用人的自己所有来代替神。
Israel has used what man has to take the place of God.
所以是回到亚当里。
So we're returning back to Adam.
那犹大呢?
For Judah,
犹大是背弃了神自己的带领。
Judah has forsaken the guidance of God.
用人的自己来代替神。
To use man himself in place of God.
所以又是一个另外一个方面的回到亚当里。
It is another aspect of returning back to Adam.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
当时神在圣殿里边所发出的那个宣告乃是在神的观察的里头看到北方的以色列和南方的犹大也是朝着这个路走了。
The declaration which God is making as a witness against the people from his temple is because in his foresight he has already seen the direction which the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah is going on.
北方的以色列从开头开始就是拜偶像。
At the beginning even of the northern kingdom of Israel, they worshipped idol.
南边的犹大呢，也是慢慢慢慢的向偶像靠拢的。
Now the southern kingdom of Judah is also gradually inclined toward idolatry.
虽然在犹大地有圣殿,
even though in the land of Judah there is the temple,
虽然在犹大地, 还有摩西的律法在管理,
even though in the southern kingdom there is still the law of Moses to govern them,
但是人的光景就完全和神的心意是相悖的。
Yet man's condition is completely opposite of God's nature.
那所以弟兄姊妹当你看到了
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see, at first when God is being witnessed against them from His holy temple, God is in the examination of God and the proclamation which He has given. Later on then you see, God is in due time, God is executing the judgment which He has proclaimed.
那所以你就看到了看到什么呢?
Therefore, you see, what is it?
撒玛利亚要变成田野的乱堆，又作为种葡萄之处，也要也必将他的石头倒在谷中，露出根基来。
Verse 7, therefore I will make Samaria as an heap of the field as the plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundations thereof.
那上文就提到
In the text before it mentions,
撒玛利亚祸延到耶路撒冷。
It is because Samaria has also infected Jerusalem.
上一次我们这样提到，因为在接下去的话是这样说。
Now later on, it tells us that it's a situation that Jerusalem was influenced by Samaria.
那当神的那个宣告一出来的时候
，When the proclamation of God is given,
好像单对着撒玛利亚。
It seems like it's only against Samaria.
但是我们看清楚
But when we read clearly,
神是对着撒玛利亚说那么严重的话
The audience God is focused on is the solemn words to Samaria
乃是指出一个很严肃的事实
is to point forth a very solemn fact
属神的人的背弃神是从偶像的代替开始
The foundation of those who belong to God and their forsaking of God begins with the substitution of idolatry.
而在神的百姓的历史的里头，偶像的代替是从北边的以色列开始。
In the history of God's people, the substitution of God, the idols for God, it begins with the northern kingdom of Israel.
除了在南方所罗门的时候已经有引进偶像。
Now, even though during even the reign of Solomon, they have brought in idol worship.
但是整个国家转到偶像的那个底下去的是以色列开始。
But as a nation as a whole that have turned to idolatry first began with the nation of Israel.
神的子民转到偶像的那一个开始。
Therefore, Samaria is the beginning for the people of God that have turned completely to idolatry.
如果光是开始，还问题还小一点。
If it was just mere the beginning of it, then it would be a smaller problem.
但是这个开始不是只是一个开始，而是接连上去是扩张。
Yet this beginning is not merely just the beginning, but it continues to develop and grow.
这一个扩张把整个以色列弄垮了。
And this development also brought to the downfall of the entire nation of Israel.
然后连犹大也弄垮了。
And eventually brought the downfall of the nation of Judah.
那弟兄姊妹，神就很重视那一个损害 神的子民和神的关系的那个焦点的关键。
Therefore, God is very much emphasized on the focal point of the influence that has destroyed His people.
所以神就在那里就宣告了。当神一来执行他的审判的时候。
Therefore, God has proclaimed when He comes to execute His judgment.
这些人是没了前途的了。
These people have no future whatsoever.
这些人就前头是再也没有路的了。
There will be no path at all in the future of these people.
他们完全的破落败坏的了。
They have been completely corrupt.
所以神的话在这里说得非常的严肃。
Therefore, the words of God here are very solemn.
因为神要彻底的除掉那些叫他的百姓堕落的那些根据。
That is because God is completely, thoroughly to destroy all the foundations of those things that have destroyed his people.
七节那里就说所有的丢刻的偶像要打碎所得的财物必为火烧。
Therefore, verse 7 says, all the graven image thereof shall be beaten to pieces and all the hires thereof shall be burned with the fire.
整个北方的以色列落到一个非常黑暗的那种光景里。
And the northern kingdom of Israel has fallen into a very, very dark condition.
好了当神的话说到这个地步。
Now when the word of God comes to this point,
弥迦是明白了。
Micah understands.
但是弥迦就感觉难受了。
But it is difficult for Micah.
弥迦在那里就非常非常的不晓得是痛苦啊是感伤啊或者是悲哀。
I don't know what the prophet is feeling, whether hurt or sorrow or and suffering.
为什么呢
?Why?
你看看主的话怎么记下当时弥迦心里头的反应你就知道了。
You can see from the recording, the words by the spirit of the feeling of the prophet recorded here in verse 8.
先知说啊第八节因此我必大声的哀号七脚的肉体而行又要呼号如野狗哀鸣如鸵鸟。因为撒玛利亚的伤痕无法医治延及犹大和耶路撒冷我民的城门。
Therefore, I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the dragons and mourning as the owls, for her wound, that is Samaria, her wound is incurable, for it is come unto Judah, he has come unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你注意弥迦里面的那个感觉。
Brothers and sisters, take note of the feeling within Micah.
他听到神这样的宣告。
He heard such a proclamation of God.
他感觉完了，什么都完了。
And he feel it is finished, all is finished.
还有指望吗
？Is there still hope?
看不见。
I cannot see it.
能挽回吗
？Is there still atonement？
在当时来说，他看不见。
At that time, he could not see it。
所以他就说到，他里面很痛苦，很痛苦。
Therefore, he describes to us how much suffering and sorrow he is。
他好像在人中间有一些动作，好都变得很反常了。
It seems as if he's taking action that is very abnormal in our midst。
原谅我说一句不尊重的话。
Forgive me for saying these things that are not honorable。
弥迦当时好像疯了一样。
It seems like Micah has gone mad, crazy.
你看他自己在那里诉说的，你说他是不是一个疯人
？You can see his own description here as if he has gone mad.
好像是真的是疯了。
It seems like he has gone crazy here.
因为在他里面的感觉。
Because the feeling, emotion,
是他没有办法能承受的。
He cannot bear such anguish.
那他里面的感觉是什么
？What is that here?
他不是看见。神的管教在撒玛利亚的执行。
He is not seeing just the discipline, the judgment of God executed in Samaria.
他所看见的比神执行那个神管教严重的多，厉害的多。
But the judgment, the discipline which he sees from God is even much more severe than that.
第九节那个话。
Therefore, he tells us the words in verse 9. 他说：“
因为撒玛利亚的伤痕无法医治。”
For the wound of Samaria is incurable.
无法医治
It is incurable.
完了
It's finished.
在地上找不到医生
There's no physician for this.
神也放弃他了
God has forsaken her.
所以天上地下他都没有路
There's no path for her in heaven or on earth.
那还有什么希望呢
What hope is there still then?
是难怪他心里头有那么重的一个感觉在那里。
That is why there's such a heaviness in his heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这个感觉是很痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, such feeling is very difficult.
但是我们如果把这一个感觉反映到神的面前去的时候，
Yet if we were to reflect such a feeling before God,
我们能领会一件事，
then we'll understand
one thing. 神巴不得在他的子民中间有更多像这样有感觉的人。
God is so willing for more of his people to have such feelings in this way before him.
这让神在地上的做工就不会受打岔。
If that is the case, then the path in which God is to be able to work on earth will have no hindrances.
人也不会绝望到一个地步说撒玛利亚无法医治。
Then man would not feel so hopeless as to say that Samaria's wound is incurable.
但是不单是撒玛利亚无法医治。
But not only is Samaria incurable.
更糟糕的是撒玛利亚的那个事情就祸延犹大。
But what is even worse,The situation of Samaria has come unto Judah.
把整个神的见证、神的拣选、神的旨意和神的计划全都搞垮了。
It has completely destroyed all the choice of God, the plan of God, and His will.
这个事情的确是很不容易。
Indeed, then, this is too difficult.
是难怪弥撒在那个时候反应的那么的激烈。
And that's why we see the extreme response from Micah at that time.
激烈到一个什么地步呢？
How extreme was it?
他好像在神的面前没有话好讲。
As if he has no words before God.
神啊，我不是说你不公义。
Now God, I'm not saying you're not righteous.
神啊，我非常赞成你的公义。
God, I do agree with your righteousness.
但是当你的公义执行的时候，你的百姓在地上就没有路了。
Yet if you were to execute your righteousness on earth, then there would be no path for your people on earth. What should we do?
这个是当时弥撒心里头的那一个反应。
And that is the response in the heart of Micah at that time.
所以他在地上就说了好多的话。
So he says much words to come.
他说了许多的话里边呢也很有意思的。
And all these words are very meaningful.
这段话弟兄姊妹你读下去你就知道。
Now if you read on, brothers and sisters, you'll see.
但是你读下去的时候你又可能不知道。
But when you read it, perhaps you don't understand.
因为那里提到的 地方啊对我们来说好陌生。
Because the names, the locations mentioned from these verses are very unfamiliar to us.
说到一些话对我们来说好像很不能体会的那个意思。
And all these words that are mentioned is not easy for us to understand.
但是我把它归纳起来，给弟兄姊妹你抓到他那个心理意念的那个重点。
But I'll summarize so brothers and sisters you'll grasp on to the point of it.
底下里边提到很多的地方。
From verse 10 on, it mentions many different places.
如果弟兄姊妹你去地图上去找。
Brothers and sisters, you look out those locations on the map. We cannot find a lot of those locations.
但是在圣经地理里边你可以找到。
But in the Bible, it mentions those places.
圣经地理。
In the map of, the geography of the Bible, you can find those locations.
但是你找到的时候呢，你不发觉有什么特别的地方。
But when we do locate them, we do not see anything special about them.
因为里面所提到的都是在弥撒的出生地长大地的那一带的小城镇。
Because these locations are in the geographic surroundings of the small towns in which Micah grew up in.
在地理的环境来说他们是跟腓力士人很接近。
Geographically speaking, these locations are very close to the border of the Philistines.
全部都除了其中一个全部都是在犹大的南方。
Besides one location, they are all in the southern border of Judah.
和腓力士人是接界的。
They are very close to the border with Philistines.
所以在底下你就看到有些话。
Therefore, you see some of these words.
他好像其中也特别提到一个腓力士地的。
Especially, it mentions about this a place in Philistia. I'll just slightly mention about this point.
提到一个腓力士地的那是
加特。
And it mentions about this place in Philistia, and that is Gath.
他好像在那里狂了一样。
It seems if there has been a proud boasting here.
这样的事情你们不能让加特人知道啊。
And so you cannot let the people of Gath know about this.
当然要就说起历史来又很多了，因为你知道腓力斯人跟犹大的他们的关系的时候，你就知道他这句话的那个含义。
You can understand the connotation of the words of Micah here when he tells the people not to declare it at Gath because of the relationship which Philistia has with Judah.
腓力斯给犹大制服了很久很久了。
The Philistines had been suppressed, conquered by Judah for a long period of time.
啊，校长，你告诉他说犹大垮了。
If now you tell them that the Judah, nation of Judah is finished,
当然腓力斯人心里就很开心。
Now, then of course if you declare it to them, they are rejoicing to that, to hear that.
加特人。
So it says, declare it not at Gath.
那个这是对外的。
And that is to the outsiders.
其他的地方都是对内的。
Then all the other locations afterwards are within.
就是靠近腓力斯边界的一带的那些犹大的城镇。
That is all the locations bordering Philistia and the towns within Judah.
就一直告诉他们说
，He continues to tell them,
你们的前途很可怜。
This is your future and it is very sad.
你们要被掳到外邦。
You will be in captivity.
你们的儿女不再在你们面前了。
And your children no longer are before you.
你们要好好的愁苦了。
And you will be in sorrow.
那说了这些话都是叫人心里边好不好，很不好过的。
And all these words are very hard for people to hear.
为什么会说这些话呢？
Now why would he say such words?
我读下去的时候我觉得有点好像还是解不开。
When I read it, it's still somewhat a knot for me.
因为好像他里边就提到一些事情，我实在是解不开。
Because there are some of the matters that Micah mentions that I just cannot understand.
因为有一部分是好像是说到。
Because a part of it seems to tell us,
你们不要以为我们距离耶路撒冷那么远，我们不会受影响。
That you think just because these towns are so far away from Jerusalem that they won't happen to them.
我们一样的受影响的。
But no, we will still be affected.
地理的环境没有叫我们不碰到那个被掳的那个事实的。
Just because we're farther away from Jerusalem, we will still end up in captivity.
那这是一方面的原因。
So that is one aspect of it.
另外有个部分他又说到了。
Another aspect, Micah says,
他说你们必须要留意到。
He tells them to pay attention.
犹大的堕落啊，跟你们很有关系啊，因为好像犹大那边的堕落是从你们这里开始。
That the fall of Judah has a lot to do with you. It seems as if the fall of Judah has began with you.
然后造成那么大的，又那么严重的，一个神的管教来。
That it has brought forth such a severe.Punishment from God.
所以你们一定会碰到这样的结局。
And so you, this end will come upon you.
那这两点我承认我还看不懂。
And I confess that upon these two points, I still cannot understand.
但是这个并不重，并不是挺重要。
But that is not the most important.
因为你弄懂和弄不懂，他们都是在那里拜偶像。
Whether you understand fully that point or not, it's still the fact is that they worshipped idols.
不过我们要留意的。
But what we must pay attention to.
乃是为什么弥迦就是指着这一段的地方的人来讲话。
Why is it that Micah is pointing at this location and these people and speaking to them?
就牵涉到地理环境的问题。
And so this has to do with the geography.
因为弥迦就是这个地区里头的人。
For Micah was a person in this region.
他有没有到过耶路撒冷我不知道。
I don't know if Micah has ever been to Jerusalem.
但是他整个的成长生活就是在这一带地方。
But in his livelihood and his growth, Micah was in this particular region here.
所以他就在这一带地方里面说这些话，也盼望这些人能 很实际地知道神说话的目的。
So he is speaking these words to the people of this region, so hoping they will clearly know practically the word of God.
不过另外一个原因。
Another reason.
当然这些都不是顶重要的事情。
Of course, these things are not the most important.
那也就说到神在这里说话是向全地的人说话的。那个有点关联。
This point has to do with the fact that God is speaking to all the people of the earth.
以当年的那个交通状况来说。
As far as the practical situation in those days and the transportation situation.
耶路撒冷离开这个地区有好几天的走路的距离。
The journey from this region to Jerusalem will be a few days walk.By foot.
在当年的那个交通光景来说，那是也算是蛮远的地区。
In the transportation mode of those days, it is actually quite far.
所以在政治上也好，在宗教上也好。
Therefore, politically or religiously,
他们也许受耶路撒冷的影响不是挺大。
Perhaps this region may not be too much influenced by Jerusalem.
但是这些情况并不重要。
But those circumstances are not very important.
因为神所重视的是你们这批人。
For God is
focused. 是活在神的面前还是不活在神的面前。
Upon the population here, these people, whether they are living correctly before God or not.
很显然的，神在这里好像特别给他们知道，不管你们跟耶路撒冷的关系是怎么样。你们在神面前没有活对。
Very apparently, God is telling this group of people, regardless of your relationship with Jerusalem, you did not live correctly before God.
那所以说完，弥迦说完了这些话的时候。
Therefore, after Micah finished this passage here,
就说了一些叫人很丧气的话。
He spoke words that will cause us to be very discouraged.
那就是第一章末了的那一个，告诉那些那个地区的人，你们要准备悲哀忧愁，过你下半生的日子。
That is the words he tells the people of this region at the end of chapter 1. Just prepare for mourning and sorrow for the rest of your life.
因为你的儿女、你的所亲很许多亲友都要被掳到外邦去。
Because all your friends and family, they will be gone into captivity.
你们没有指望了。
And you have no hope.
你们没有前途了。
And you have no future.
如果我们读第一章。
If we read chapter 1.
就停在这里的话
and we end here,
那犹大跟以色列真的是很可怜。
Then Judah and Israel indeed is very sad.
就是你接连读下去呢
and even if we read on,
你还是看不到有前途。
We still do not see the future.
因为从第二章开始
because at the beginning of verse chapter 2,
神就指出了在神的百姓中间的一些短缺。
God points out to them the shortcomings amongst his people.
当然我们今天晚上不接下去了。
Of course, we won't go on tonight.
但是我只是提出那一些事情来。
But I'll just mention about those events, those matters.
那些事情好像叫我们看见。
These matters show us.
没有路了。
There's no path, no future.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
第二章、第三章。
Chapter
2
and
3,
when the words of God are very solemn,
但是非常非常出我们意外,
but very, very surprisingly to us,
就是神说这些话说的最严重的时候,
that is at the most severest of the word of God,
很贸然的, 有几句话跑出来,
yet all of a sudden these words come out of the blue.
立刻就把人带到主的国度显出的这事。
Immediately it will bring us to the manifestation of the kingdom of the Lord.
这如果从文字上面来说，这就我们觉得有点摸不到头脑。
If we just read from the text, this really confuses us.
究竟神啊，你是赐福的呢，还是降祸呢?
We'll question God, are you a God of blessing or are you a God of woe?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
主从来没有隐藏说他不降祸。
God has never hidden the fact for us that he will not bring woe to us.
但是他也从来更不隐藏，他永远是叫人有指望。
Even more so, he has never hidden for us that he is forever our eternal hope.
那我们一进到第二章以后，我们就看到那个事情的发展，越过越叫我们看见，能到神的面前来，那是一个最大的祝福。
Now, when we read on and on in chapter 2, then we can see our greatest blessing is that we can come before God.
因为我们的神一直是照着他的旨意，要做成他所要做的在这个地上。
And that is because God will continue to work on earth until his will is done.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然今天我们看从 在第一章里边好像看到好多的那个彼此间也好像有点有点不太调和的那些的事物的感觉和领会在那里。
As we read chapter 1 today, it seems like as we read, there are many places that does not connect together.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
但我们看明白了。
When we read and understand,
你仍然看见。
We can still see.
我们的神永远是叫人有指望的神。
Now God is a God that will always give us hope.
虽然有时他会叫我们经过流泪谷。
At times, even though he will bring us to the valley of Baca.
但是终究他要领我们到那个丰盛之地。
Yet he will lead us to the land of abundance.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Now we praise and thank our God.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
我们仰望主给我们，在弥撒书里头，我们不是看到绝望，我们是看到指望。
May the Lord show us in the book of Micah that we do not see hopelessness, but a hope.
我们同一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主感谢你
Lord, we thank thee,
因为在你没有改变
because with thee, there's no changing,
也没有转动的影儿
and there's no shifting of
你从前怎样领着你的百姓走进你的旨意
how thou have led thy people in days past,
你见现今仍然是按着你的旨意领着我们往前行
Likewise, thou lead us according to your will ahead
地上的事物常常叫我们眼睛迷糊
Even though the things of this world will always cause our eyes to be dim
人的心思也常常叫我们的意念有点麻乱
And the heart of man will always cause us to be somewhat confused
但是感谢赞美我们的神
But we praise and thank thee, our God
地上洪水泛滥的时候
And when there is flood on the earth
我们的主你仍然在天上坐坐为王
Lord, you're still seated in heaven over the flood
从前你是这样的显明你的自己
And that is how thou hast revealed thyself in the past
如今你还是一样的显明你的自己
Likewise, thou revealed thyself the same today
但愿我们的主借着圣灵的开启
Lord, may you open us with the Holy Spirit
叫我们从你在历史上所做的事上面看见你做工的手
So that through all the works that you have done in history we can see thy working hand
也看见你做工的法则
And we can see the principle in which you work
更看见你做工的目的
And even more so the purpose of your work
因此我们仰望我们的主
Therefore, Lord, we look to Thee.
把我们的眼目从上面的事情更多的转向上面的事。
So that from the things of this world that we can set our sights more on the heavenly things.
叫我们一直是按着你那永远的定义来跟随你的脚踪。
So that we'll always follow Thy footsteps according to Thy eternal will.
感谢我们的主。
We thank Thee, Lord.
因为你一直是叫我们活在指望中。
Because You always cause us to live in hope.
我们都要说荣耀归给你。
And we must say all glory be Thine.
感谢爱戴归给你。
And all love and adoration be Thine.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.